just it's very low dependent on.
We're big live right now.
I think he might be like my wide receiver 47.
Huge live.
Well, if the trade is official, once the Aaron Rodgers trade officially happens, then Davante Adams is off my board. He's not even, I'm not even going to rank him.
Gee, that's a bold take.
He's just off your
board. I'm not going to rank him. What's the point?
It's a bold take.
Aaron Rodgers, he's a great receiver, but
Davante Adams or KJ Hamler?
Did Rodgers get traded to Denver? Yes, he did. So then KJ Hamler.
You're going to take a KJ Hamler over Davante Adams?
Dude, if this trade happened yesterday, Jerry Jeudy would be in my top 10 rankings. Easily.
I didn't ask about Jerry Jeudy. Close. I asked about KJ Hamler.
He'd be top 20.
KJ Hamler is going to catch a total of 35 passes this year, though.
Did you guys see Gary Brightwell in OTAs? Touchdowns.
They're going to be really good passes, but did we see Gary Brightwell in OTAs?
Yeah, it looked good. He was the only one with
made
with
a
pads out
catch.
There. Yeah.
So you're saying
Gary Brightwell, he's such a ball player. The rest of the team is wearing shorts and t-shirts, and he came out full padded.
So you're saying my investment into Saquon is already an L because of Brightwell?
Well, just handcuff Saquon with Gary in like round 7. You're
vice
fine.
Versa. Handcuff Brightwell with Saquon.
I mean, pretty much. I'm not loving what I'm hearing from Saquon. Taking his time in rehab. Get the fuck out there. You got quads the size of an animal's body. I don't want to hear it.
He'll be fine. You know what the other thing about Saquon and Dynasty is? Like, no matter what, he's getting a fat second contract. He could tear his ACL this year again, and he's still getting a $62 million contract.
Correct.
You so ended up going Saquon in that Dynasty draft that you sent us?
Yeah, I went 105. I didn't feel good about it at all. I debated going with Justin Herbert there. But at the end of the day, it's just like, I just want a top running back there, and I'll build the rest of the team around there.
For sure.
Yeah, we'll see. I think that was a mistake. You should have went with Henry or Chubb or a quarterback, but whatever.
Definitely wasn't going Henry or Chubb at the 105. No fucking
Well, then
chance.
You trade out. You know what I
yeah,
mean?
Yeah, like that, know, that's don't, the mistake. That's the mistake. It was either staying there or trading out, but
yeah, like
whatever.
Don't stay somewhere and take someone that you're really not in love with just because like the value is there and that's where like consensus tells you you should take them.
Well, it wasn't value or consensus. It was just like team strategy, team building. I wanted a running back one, and after that, there was no one that I thought was a good deal.
Listen.
I thought C-Mac was going to fall to 105.
You're taking advice from a guy who has Carson Wentz is the quarterback one, and a man who won a total of maybe 6 fantasy football games in like 8 leagues last year. So,
before we actually get into like the portion of the show where we talk about wide receiver rankings and whatnot, I do want to say one thing briefly about Derrick Henry in the first round, because there's been a lot of talk about him. And like people, if he goes in the first round, people are saying it's a bad pick. You shouldn't be drafting Derrick Henry in the first round of a dynasty league. And I'll tell you why you should, because he's the best running back in football. He probably will be for another 2 years, and it will help you win your team win. So if you're looking to build like a core of players that are young and they're going to help you compete for 10 years or 5 years, that's cool. But Derrick Henry will help you win now. So that's my case. Don't be afraid to take Derrick Henry in the first round.
Okay. Yep. Thanks.
Can we move on?
Okay. So today we're going to talk wide receiver rankings. I think we all did our own.
Mm-hmm.
Nick, did you do wide receiver rankings too?
Oh, I usually take my rankings straight from you, Animal. But I guess I
all right, good.
To
so
do
we all have our own top 12 wide receiver rankings that we're going to debate and discuss. And most likely, probably, it's just going to be a solid like 45 minutes of my rankings getting ripped apart, even though they're very close to everyone else's. But that's, you know, we'll see what happens.
I feel like you got a good pulse on the wide receivers. I had a difficult time putting some guys in certain orders. So I think I'm going to be the one getting ripped on today.
I thought it was fucking easy.
Well, I didn't know where to put Sterling Shepard in the top 12. So I kind of.
On the Giants
tried
step
to
chart?
Fit him in, but. No, he looks good in OTAs. So.
Really? Is there anyone that doesn't look good in Giants OTA?
Where do you want me to start?
You mean besides Kadarius Toney, right?
Listen.
You've been hearing the reports of him? An absolutely abysmal start to OTAs?
Yeah. Apparently his last day was very good, but the beginning of it was awful, and I don't like hearing that. However, I don't really give a shit what he does. As long as that first round pick from the Chicago Bears is still attached to his name, I don't give a shit. Go out there, tear your ACL. I don't care. Well, I do. But
I guess, yeah.
I'm not really wishing for that on anybody, except, nope, not going there.
All right. Not doing wide it. Receiver.
So how would we like to do this? Do we want to go like I'll give you my number one guy, you give me your number one, then we talk about it, or do you want to go?
Let's all lay out one guy. We're all going to say our guy. Just one fucking word, or maybe two words if they end up having two names, first name and a last name.
Last names.
What if they have three?
Who has three names?
Well, it's really Donovan Peoples-Jones, Juju Smith-Schuster.
Juju Smith-Schuster.
That's what, number it's nine. Names. Smith and Schuster are attached to each other.
Whatever.
All right, I'll start it off. Top 12 wide receiver rankings, half PPR. I guess this is redraft, right?
Yes, I am.
Dynasty.
Otherwise,
I thought we were doing for this upcoming season. Yeah.
I feel like they don't really change that much anyway.
Just fucking say your guy
and redraft. All right, so I went with the wide receiver one, Tyreek Hill. I mean,
me too.
I'm just not going to fade Tyreek Hill. There's no reason to.
We just said we were going to lay out the names and then argue. We said we were going to do the names first and argue.
Okay, good, because I have Tyreek Hill at number two, and I have Stephon Diggs at number one. I'm starting to get way too giddy about the Buffalo offense, and I think I said that the other week, and starting to make me a little nervous, but I do love a lot of things. Him and Josh Allen had unbelievable chemistry last year. That run game is about as pitiful as my liver.
Why don't you cut him off and tell him to just say the name?
Because, like, it's just I say it like five times and then it just goes like ignored anyways.
Wait. But you guys have the same guy. I'm the only one with Stephon Diggs at one. So I figure I say why I have him and then you guys could talk about Tyreek Hill.
Sure.
I mean, does that not really make sense?
Way too much sense. Can't believe I didn't
say Stephon Diggs, wide receiver one, 2021.
He's my wide receiver too, so I flipped him. I got Tyreek Hill at one. I got Stephon Diggs at two. Basically what you said, there's just no way that Diggs doesn't see another 155 targets, whatever the fuck he might be. And your second year getting it in together, him and Allen, it's gonna be silly out there in Buffalo. They're a pass first offense. They showed us what they want last year. And Tyreek Hill is Tyreek Hill, I feel like his wide receiver one ranking is fine. I do think we're going to be looking at the 15 touchdowns he scored last year as like the reason why he should be one. If he drops down to,
hold on.
Are we super delayed right now?
Coffee.
Yeah, we are. I just saw it now.
Because I heard a scream from Animal and then now. And
while he was still sipping his coffee. Yeah. Doofus.
Okay, either whatever. Way. Tyreek Hill, if he has a bad year, touchdown wise, that could be a problem just because he doesn't get the volume that Diggs does.
Right. And that's why I love Diggs. And I still love Brian Daboll coming back is just so key to me because if he got a head coaching job and they had a new offense, I'm sure they may have promoted from within. But just that continuity in year two with Allen and the same offensive coordinator, and we saw a pass first offense. I don't know. I love it. Love it, love it.
Okay, it says Animal's delayed. All us right. Two aren't.
I'm delayed?
You're really delayed.
Talk about my shit, Internet Animal.
Big man that moves sucks. Slow. It's all
I
was, right.
I, you know what? I dropped my coffee and everything went to hell.
Yeah, we heard it happen and then didn't get to see it until you had like already finished your coffee by the time you dropped it, basically.
You want me to hang up and leave? Before I do,
yeah,
Stephon
that's
Diggs
perfect.
Is my wide receiver too.
Don't say anything after that. Just hang up and leave.
All right, I'll be right back.
No, you have Diggs too.
Okay, no, yeah. So one and two, we both have just orders.
Okay, Snacks. Let's just fucking rally. Let's get to like number eight. Yeah. And by the time he comes back, be like, sorry, bro, we had to miss you with all our picks. Number three, fuck, he's already back. We're going to keep Animal in timeout for a few minutes as we gracefully discuss number three. I have DeAndre Hopkins at number three.
Ooh, wow. See, I like this a lot.
Yeah, I just, I don't know. The first year with Kyler Murray was like ridiculous. Him and Diggs were the guys that everybody said to fade because they were going to new teams. Hop is just as talented as ever. I know they add AJ Green, which I'm not nervous about. Rondell Moore is like a line of scrimmage kind of guy getting those targets, maybe some backfield share. I don't know. I just don't see anything changes. I hope that this Arizona offense doesn't fucking stink and their play calling isn't abysmal, but I don't know. D-Hop, I feel like realistically the top five guys, all these guys aren't like that separated to me. So it's like whoever you get with, He's like the least risky here. So even if he ends up being a point per game fewer than Diggs or Tyreek Hill or whoever you think has more upside, like I'm fine with DeAndre here as like my stable of the wide receiver three.
Yeah, I'm stupidly, like, for whatever reason, just continuously faded DeAndre Hopkins. I don't know why. I feel like he's like 45 years old and he's not. He only had six touchdowns last year, so you would think that goes up.
Yeah, there's only so many times
I know,
we can learn.
I know. I'm done with that. And he was playing so well. And then Kyler, midseason, towards the end of the year, he got kind of banged up and the progression went down a little bit. But
so, DeAndre Hopkins is my wide receiver three.
Thank you, Animal. As you gracefully entered the chat again. Snacks, is that
sharp.
You had him or you didn't have him at wide receiver three?
No, this was my thing. I was going to put him three. I have him four. I put Davante Adams at three, just under the premise of Rodgers being there, which from what everything we're reading and hearing, it doesn't look to be the case. But until I hear otherwise, Adams is going to stay there.
I think I'm frozen.
Yeah, you are. That's fine, though. Davante Adams at three. I like, if Rodgers is there, yeah, he's probably one. But like,
he's probably one, right?
Him
exactly,
right now, currently, as Rodgers is not going to be there. So.
Right. No, and I completely understand that. I don't know, it was tough. So I put Adams three, and then I put D-Hop at four.
We're so lagging, like the sound, the picture. I'm frozen. This is insane. Okay.
Yeah, we apologize for the live show. It was a tough work schedule this week, everybody. Sorry.
Yeah, I know I'm frozen. Whatever, y'all. Let's move down to
19 hours of meeting straight. Crazy.
Dude, my Tuesday was disgusting.
Can't be it. Yeah, you better fucking be a business over there with the amount of fucking meetings you got going on. Number four.
Hey, well, I'm doing well.
Number four. I have Keenan Allen up at number four.
Wow.
I've got Keenan up at number four. When you look at the pace of play or the pace of opportunity that he had with Justin Herbert under center, it's absurd. They're a team that their pace of play overall was like number one or two in the NFL last year. They're going to keep building around Herbert's like hurry up style of offense he played at Oregon. Listen, Keenan Allen had a full like 14 games with Herbert. Take out the game he got injured. Take out week one where it was Tyrod. He was on pace for like 180 targets. You know, Hunter Henry got it now. Maybe Keenan's got some touchdown upside mixed in there. I think he is the single best value in fantasy drafts right now in the third round.
I mean, it's tough to argue those.
Listen, the talent's there. I love him in the quarterback situation, but I don't know. There's just something about like the new coach, new everything, new system. I just don't love any of the guys in that. When it's all new like that, I tend to stay away.
I agree. I have him a little further down, and it could take like the first half of the season for them to get acclimated in a new system, everything like Animal said. So that may be a little too high.
He's not a rookie quarterback, second year quarterback. If this is like a guy like a Matt Stafford who's in a new situation, I trust someone like that more because of the veteran presence. They just know the game.
Different story. If that makes sense. They can pick everything up quicker. Yep. Yeah. No, I got you.
It's really bad arguments by you guys.
At number four, Justin Jefferson, because he's really good. So he averaged 14.4 points a game. He had a couple of stinkers and duds, like early in there, getting acclimated to the system. But once he got involved, it was
word.
So it happened. The guy broke rookie records. So
he did a very good job last year. That's true. Yeah, that's true. Can I since I gave my three and four.
Who was your four?
Can I get my? It was D-Hop, because I had Adams at three under the premise of, you know what? That's so stupid of me. Like, I'm so brain dead. It's disgusting. If I'm going under the premise that Rodgers is playing for Green Bay, I've had Adams probably at number one. So I don't know what the fuck I was thinking.
Yeah,
but regardless,
three. But okay, listen, you're obviously not.
Yeah, I know. Like, I just told you I'm brain dead. All right, it's Friday. I'm enjoying myself. You want me to give you my
number five? Please.
Calvin Ridley.
Calvin Ridley here. I have a feeling.
Calvin Ridley, yeah.
No, we're not.
I thought that was kind of obvious. No, we're not. Okay. Well, Calvin Ridley, I thought that was too obvious.
So, Animal, what's the obvious number five here?
Paris Campbell.
I have AJ Brown.
Okay.
I have AJ Brown.
Yeah, interesting.
I just think the fact that I'm basically swapping them because of Julio. You know, Julio goes there. I think he's going to help the whole offense. So hold on.
Calvin Ridley moves down because Julio leaves, and AJ Brown moves up because Julio gets there.
Yeah, when everyone's going off of the games last year where he played without Julio, but those were games where like Julio didn't play that week, and then they didn't have time to game plan for just Ridley, so he had a little advantage. It's like if they know that Julio's not on the team now, they're going to be planning for Ridley. So those absurd numbers that he put up, it's going to be very hard to match.
So I respect that line of thinking a lot. You think? Animal, I respect that line of thinking a lot, but you know the Titans better than anybody because of Derrick Henry. And I think they run the ball a lot. And then there is Julio there too. So I'm not really sure if AJ gets even remotely close to the. Okay, that's fine. That's all well and good.
All Julio does is elevate the entire offense.
Listen, I love AJ Brown for the simple fact that Julio's there. I love him more than I did last year, but I don't know if I put him ahead of Ridley because Julio's gone and the roles are reversed now.
I had a tough time.
Oh, regardless, that's
to clarify, I told you I swapped him. I have Ridley at six. It's not like it's not egregious.
Yes, I got you.
I put,
plus, the foot thing worries me. I don't know what it is. They said it's a cleanup, whatever, thing, but who knows?
The foot thing worries me a little bit. The ceiling, the intriguement of Ridley is that we don't actually know what his ceiling is, and I feel like it could, yes, borderline be the roof. AJ Brown, I do think we're probably starting to overthink this a little bit because I was starting to look at the numbers. I'm like, dude, this could just wind up being 29% target share for AJ Brown, 26% for Julio Jones, call it a fucking day. And if that's the case, like I look back at last year, AJ Brown was at about 26% of the targets. Corey Davis was at 23%. So if you think Julio's not getting a floor of 23%, then we got to start asking ourselves, like, even if it's a lower volume passing offense, like him and Julio are going to combine
way more efficient.
Yeah, they're just going to combine for 55% of the target. So like my first line of thinking when the trade happened was that I'm going to move AJ Brown to like a low end wide receiver one. And now I'm thinking, and I'm like, yeah, you know what? They're all kind of in the same tier. If you want to put them up at five, I'm fine with that. I think originally, if Julio wasn't there, he would have been as high as probably like my wide receiver three-ish in that like actual elite tier because, you know, he was on pace to get probably 150, 160 targets. Now I think he probably drops him down to like 130, 135. I think him and Julio can probably both do that. So, yeah, I mean, I got Ridley at five, but depending on what happens with this foot thing because they're being weird about it, he will probably drop down a little bit. I got AJ Brown at eight. Moving on to six. I have DK Metcalf here. I just think we're probably thinking a little bit too hard about this one again, too. It's just like, I don't know, fresh year. He gets Russell Wilson again, and that's really all I need to hear.
Yeah, and it's also recency bias, too. I have DK here as well.
Right.
The latter part of last year, we saw Wilson and DK kind of fall off
a bit.
This
team is so streaky. It feels like every year we go into the year, it's like you saw what Russell Wilson did the first 8 weeks, and then he was bad the second 8 weeks. You saw what Tyler Lockett did the first 8 weeks. You know, it seems like for the last 4 years running, there's something
it's
like that
the same
every year.
Thing.
Yeah, and I'm just like, whatever. You're going
to
take
die
the good
out
with
like
the bad.
Mid-season every time. It's like teams like start to
figure
him
out. But sometimes, remember Russ, a couple of years ago, Russ was like starting really slow, and then he got really good towards the end of the year, you know? Like, and I don't know. I'm just like, whatever. DK at the end of the season is going to have monster numbers, so just give me it however it fucking comes.
Yeah, I'm with you on DK. He's in that third year, and I mean, he had 1,310 last year, so I feel like this is the perfect spot for him. Right, and he's a freak of nature, you know. He's what they call a freak athlete, right, Animal?
You guys both had DK at six, so you guys obviously talked before this. I went number seven. I have Davante Adams. I finally put him in here. I have to have him in the top 10 just for the talent alone that he is. The problem is, who's his quarterback? I don't know. That's why I have him here. That's it. If Rodgers stays, he goes right back up to one. If he goes, I keep him here. I might even move him down more, probably take him off my board.
There's no debate, right? Rodgers comes, you know, Rodgers shows up to camp, Davante Adams in a tier by himself at one, right?
Correct.
Yeah, easily. Not even close, but like too much going on right now. It's just uncertain. I'm not going to ruin my reputation putting him at number one.
That's far gone.
You ruined it 2 weeks ago. You said Carson Wentz is the quarterback one, and you don't want to ruin your reputation.
How high does Davante Adams go if Carson Wentz is his quarterback? Just questioning, you know. Not obviously it's a hypothetical situation, but is he 101 overall?
Yeah. What's before 101? Anything? Because that's where he should be drafted.
No. Carson Don't worry Wentz. About it. Listen. Davante Adams, number seven. You guys, who you got?
I got JJ.
Justin Jefferson. Jesus Christ. Now it does look like we talked before.
Listen, we're just fucking two beasts. Big braining thing.
Yeah, well, you know what? We have rings over the last year, so.
Just can't think Think for yourselves. It's okay.
That's how you win championships, animal.
Maybe you should stop thinking for yourself, and you could do a little bit more successful in fantasy football.
Maybe from now on, when you come on, maybe when you come on these shows from now on, you should not actually say anything and just take notes from what we say, and then draft.
That's not a bad idea.
You might fuck around and win a couple games.
I got a guy working on my lineup optimizer. I'm not worried.
Okay.
No.
Well, it's not about the lineup optimizer. The fact, it's drafting.
The fact that you need a computer to set your own lineup is just par in the course of trash.
Okay, so we got seven. Although Justin Jefferson.
It's going to get interesting when we get to number eight. But you guys, who's your number seven?
Seven is Justin Jefferson for both of us. This is where I put A.J. Brown at number eight.
That's right. You both went Justin Jefferson. All right. Number eight. And you guys are, I know this is going to be the one that goes, it's such an animal.
Wait.
Can we guess?
Can we guess?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to guess.
You go first.
Because you preface it with that. I'm going to say Amari Cooper.
No.
That's a good guess. I will go with.
So Jamar Chase. I will preface by saying I probably wanted to have him at 10, but I think I boosted him a little bit for this. So I probably should have him at 10 is where I really believe he will be, but I boosted him. We'll booster.
Right,
Allen Robinson.
No.
Sorry, go.
I think it's one of the Tampa Bay receivers. I'm just not positive which. Well, I'm going to go Mike Evans.
It's definitely Evans if it's one of them.
It is not Mike Evans. Very close, though, because I do have him at number 9. Do you want to guess still?
Well, I don't think Michael
Anyone
Thomas
in the chat
is that want to
throw a couple
there.
Guests out there? I see Jerry Jeudy. It is not Jerry Jeudy.
The Michael Thomas?
Please. I would never rank him in my top 20. That guy's a loser.
I actually like Michael Thomas this year. But anyway.
Who the fuck did we'll you pick?
See. All right. Nah. So I'll tell you. Here we go. He goes by the name Bobby Trees. And hear me out. God. Before you smash it. Bad. He's the wide receiver one in L.A. He's the L.A. Rams wide receiver one. Everyone wants to talk about Cooper Kupp this year.
How do you know
not
that?
Not Cooper Kupp. It's Robert Woods. He's the versatile guy.
Situation,
he does it all.
New quarterback.
Stafford's
going to
pepper
know.
Him. He's never had a run game. This is it. I'm pissed I can't see Nick's face.
You don't want to see my face right now. Trust me.
I was going to say, it's probably better off, you know. I mean, it's – what is this, eight? This is a little – I think it's a little aggressive.
I probably wanted him to have him at 10, but I boosted him for the show. I gave him
safe to say you're going to own Robert Woods everywhere.
And safe to say you're probably going to be in last place.
Part of this is because of the ADP and the value. Like, you're going to be able to get him a lot later than than everybody we just talked about. And I think he'll produce basically the same.
Can I tell? Can I say something right now, Animal? Straight up, yes. I'm taking Cooper Kupp over Robert Woods.
I know a lot of people are.
Good. A lot of people are right.
I disagree with it.
Clearly, you have him in the zone of where I have fucking A.J. Brown ranked. A.J. Brown would literally eat Robert Woods for a fucking afternoon snack. Snacks.
He's just the guy that everyone's going to be a lot lower on than they should be, and like they are every year. He outproduces expectations every year. I think with Matt Stafford,
but to be a top eight receiver?
Top 10. But I do have him at 8, yes. But I told you I boosted him.
All right, well.
We'll booster odds.
All right, yeah. That's fair. Well, since Nick gave A.J. Brown, I'm going to give number 8. And Animal, you're going to hate this because you wouldn't.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar-S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy 5 or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Touch him with a 10-foot pole. I don't know why, but I'm kind of bullish on Michael Thomas this year. I don't know who's going to throw him the ball yet, but I'm not a numbers guy because I don't count. I don't know how to add. I don't know how to subtract. I could do long division, but that's really about it. So when I saw that in 11 games the last 2 years without Breeze, on 109 targets, he had 84 catches with 1,100 yards. Only 3 touchdowns, which scares the shit out of me. But I think whether it's Jameis Winston or Taysom Hill, who was the guy that was throwing him the ball when Drew Brees was out, then I think he could come back to normal. I mean, he's a good receiver. He runs a lot of slants, doesn't do much other than that. But in a half PPR setting, if he's going to get 150 plus targets, then yeah, I'm going to take my chance on Michael Thomas and the talent at number 8.
Yeah, I've got Thomas at 9 here. I think that we're going to remember how good Michael Thomas again is this year. My only worry is that they're going to end up running a quarterback by committee.
Yeah, that's going to throw everything off.
We're going to end up seeing a lot of. I'm excited to see him getting downfield targets. Like James Winston is going to take a lot of targets and chuck them down there for him, which is going to be huge because we never get that from Thomas.
Traquan Smith is going to be the guy.
Okay. The problem with Thomas this year is that when they hit the red zone or when they're inside the 10 and 5 yard line, they're going to put Taysom Hill out there. And then it's going to be all weird kind of fucking runs and Kamara kind of stuff. So
it's going to be like read, like, you know, like read option throws and weird shit.
I could see Thomas going for like, Thomas is going to be like 95 for 1400 and 4 touchdowns.
Yeah, the touchdowns like really make me nervous. But
wait, hold on. Let me guess. You like Thomas more in best ball or PPR?
No, in PPR formats, like just because I feel like his value is targets. And if he just catches the ball like he usually does, because he's got those big old mitts. That's where he gets a lot of his points. He's getting 10, 11 targets a game, catches 7, 8 balls. You know, that's where he gets a lot of points. He's not like a big yardage guy.
Yeah.
It's all slants that turn into like 10, 15 yards that piles up.
Right. Well, I think that's going to be a little different this year with Winston. I feel like that was more of like the Saints offense being built around Breeze. Like their whole offense was short dump offs to running back, short slants to Michael Thomas. So with Winston, you could, you know, for better or worse, open it up a little bit.
Yeah, I just don't think it's going to work for them. I think the guy that when they open it up, it's going to be Traquan Smith getting the downfield balls.
All right. Can we get
I really feel like you're overestimating the impact Traquan Smith is going to have in an NFL offense.
I'm just saying, I think he's going to be their stretch deep ball guy. He's going to be the guy running the fades in the nine routes, not Michael Thomas. Okay.
That's a fair point. All right. So with number Michael 9, Thomas, hold on, real quick. With Michael Thomas, if there was going, I know it's probably going to be QB by committee because Sean Payton has a hard on for Taysom Hill, like I have a hard on for Parmesan cheese. But for Michael Thomas purposes, I feel like I'd rather Taysom Hill under center more so than Jameis, right? Or am I crazy for that?
I would rather Jameis.
Yeah, I don't know. 100%. I don't know. I've seen him with Taysom, and I don't know. Maybe I'm thinking too far into it. But yeah. Anyway,
I feel like him with Taysom is just like a shit version of him with Breeze. It's just like
no. I understand, but I could see 120 catches, 1,000 yards, and 3 touchdowns with Taysom Hill. And I mean, I would hate the touchdown production, but to get like 11 points a game, yeah, you're right. Yeah. For wide receiver 8, though. No. Yeah, you're right. Give me Jameis and that new LASIK surgery.
Yeah, stop it. All right.
Fly Taysom Hill to the fucking moon.
I went Thomas 9. Who'd you guys have at 9? Was that our 9 discussion?
I had AJ Brown at 9.
But he was my 8.
So we
Mike Evans at 9.
Are you? I'm concerned.
I went with Mike Evans because of I think nothing's going to change in that situation that he was in, except for it will only just get better because of continuity and a second year in the system. Catching balls from Tom Brady second year in a row, like all that's just gonna uptick. That's all.
I feel like him and Godwin are gonna have like a really similar target share. I could see Evans finishing with like 17 receiving touchdowns though.
I was just gonna say, he's double digit touchdown guy. That's my main reason why. I think the fact that he's gonna get a lot of those red zone targets, it just makes him even more desirable.
I think he needs to get up to that touchdown rate because I have this strong feeling the Bucs are just going to run through everybody this year. And by like mid third quarter, they're handing the ball off to their backup running back, Ronald Jones Jr. So, Evans better score a lot of touchdowns.
No, that's a good point. I feel like, I mean, the defense is going to be so good. The offense is going to be so efficient that it's not going to be like Brady throwing the ball 38 times a game, which might be more of a hit on and Antonio Brown than it would be Evans, because Evans is like a big play guy, a touchdown guy. So you don't need necessarily eight targets, 10 targets a game. But yeah, I don't know.
You throw fades from the red zone. He's scoring.
I just think he's got a floor of 8 touchdowns. Like,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah,
I would agree.
I'd be surprised if he finishes like far outside like the wide receiver 14 or so. He won't be a bad pick as long as you don't have to like
1,000 yards and 8 touchdowns is like his floor.
Yeah, that.
All right, pretty cool. Evans was a red zone machine last year. You're damn right, Talon. All right. Number 10. Wait, did you guys say you're 9? Snacks, you had someone shitty. You had AJ Brown. That was actually good, just too low. Nick,
real shitty,
I had Michael Thomas.
Stupid.
Michael Thomas. All right, number 10. I want DK Metcalf. I, you know, like you said, don't like overthink it. I overthink it a little bit here. I like him. I just think that he's still one dimensional. Like everyone says, like, oh, look, like DK can run routes, but like, what is he? He runs a, like a long dig and a nine route. Like he's not that. And he goes on the other side of the field now. He catches a couple balls here and there. It's just too predicated on the deep ball, and I don't think it's sustainable for a whole season, which is kind of what we saw last year. So unless he made some leaps and bounds in his route running and his catching, I don't see much improvement.
I would say that's fair, but it's a stupid take.
He very well may be the best wide receiver, have the best wide receiver season of all time now.
Yeah. I would say that's
after his, I said just, that. No, I would say like the first 6 weeks, you're probably right.
His floor is probably best wide receiver season of all time.
That's kind of what I'm thinking.
You'll see.
I'm going I have Devontae Adams at 10 just because like I didn't know where the fuck to put him. I'm basically drafting as if I was in a best ball draft right now. Like I wouldn't take Devontae Adams higher than realistically like Michael Thomas or anything like that. You know, if I'm in a best ball league and it's an underdog draft and I'm, you know, at like the fucking 312 or the 403 or something and Devontae Adams is there, yeah, I'm going to pull the trigger, but I'm not going to take him above Michael Thomas, AJ Brown, Justin Jefferson, those kind of guys. So right now, obviously with the Aaron Rodgers news, that's what matters. If Aaron Rodgers is gone, yeah, he's probably going to drop to like wide receiver, I don't know, like 12 to 15 range and probably just not going to be a guy that I draft ever. But right now he's just fucking sitting pretty here. You got to show him enough respect to have him in this conversation for a quick social clip.
You take off for a quick social clip. That's why it's all good here. So
just a frozen you and this would be disaster social clips.
This is a hot. Well, this is an audio social clip.
Well, you got two disgusting looking human beings that keep moving their faces like me and you, animal. All right, so 10, I hate doing it. I really do. But fuck. I can't stop thinking. I think Terry McLaurin is going to have an unbelievable year.
I thought you were going to go Kenny
Galladay. No, I'm not going Kenny Galladay. Although, no, I don't know. With Fitzpatrick, wherever he goes, he just seemingly slings the ball 35 times a game. And he's always finding those guys like Terry McLaurin. And I had him at 11. I have Keenan Allen at 11. I kept going back and forth. And I put Terry up there because I like the weapons they have in Washington. And I think it just opens him up more. And I think his quarterback situation, even though Ryan Fitzpatrick, I couldn't trust, to save my life. I just think it's an upgrade from last year and getting the ball out and getting it to I see it firsthand twice a year how good he actually is because I never really believed it. You know, I was always like, oh, it's on the numbers and whatnot. And then
we
watch
believe
him.
It. Are we still sure that Ryan Fitzpatrick is going to be like a good NFL quarterback?
No.
If he's shitty, is anyone going to be surprised if he starts going like 212 for one touchdown, two interceptions, like game after game?
No. No, not at all. But that's the sick part. I still think he's an upgrade over an Alex Smith, a Taylor Heineke.
Oh, of course, yeah.
So that's why I like Terry a lot. I had him originally at 12, then I moved him to 11, then I put him all the way up to 10 because maybe I'm trying to try this new thing of really not being a biased douchebag. I think Terry has a really great year, so that's why I put him 10.
Animal, I want to hear your take on Terry. He feels like a guy you like, but off your board.
I have Terry at 11.
Okay, fair.
He's my 11. So
for some reason,
I just didn't want to put him in the top 10 just because of the Fitz part. Like I love Terry. It's just I can't put someone in the top 10 when Ryan Fitzpatrick is their quarterback at age like 42. Like I can't, whatever he is, I can't do it.
Yeah, so, I
it's just the doubt.
Yeah, he was like no one liked him more than I did last year.
Good,
but I can't seem to pull the trigger on Terry right now in drafts. It's just. I just can't get this. I feel like nobody's factoring in the risk of Ryan Fitzpatrick just not being a good starting. Like I know that he started last year and he did really well, but like him being, you know, in the same way that you were like, no one prepared for Calvin Ridley because his tape or whatever. I feel like if NFL defenses now get to prepare for fucking Ryan Fitzpatrick, it might be a problem for him. And they do, you know, last year was like a volume thing and this year he's not going to get as much volume. He could be way more efficient. Obviously the deep targets could be there and it opens things up. Curtis Samuel, De'Ami Brown, Gibson probably taking a step forward. This seems like the right range for Terry. I don't know. Like I'm having a tough time. Like really, really pulling.
I think
he'll
probably finish top 15, closer to the 15 than the 10. You know, like 13, 14.
Probably yes. Correct. I think just like over the last week, I've kind of come around more to liking Terry. But yeah, it's a tough spot.
Advocate though, Terry hasn't really ever had a quarterback. So even if Fitzpatrick sucks, like how bad can he be to like where it's still, you know, lower than what he's been playing with for the past two seasons? Like, who's he really
right had? And that's kind of where my thought process went. Like, yeah, Fitz sucks and you can't trust him for anything, but he legitimately might be the best throwing quarterback that Terry's ever played with in the NFL in his third year. So it's, I don't think it's out of the realm of possibilities for him to be the 10th best fantasy points basis. I mean, maybe a little high. I should have probably kept him at 12. And my next one, I fucking hate even more. I'm going back to back of guys I just hate. But
yeah, I probably have the guy that you hate right now. At number 11, I have Amari Cooper.
Yeah, that's exactly who I have.
He's not a guy that I feel like I've owned zero shares of Amari Cooper in redraft possibly in my entire life. This year, I like really want to get a couple of shares just from the small glimpse that we saw. It always feels like Amari Cooper, we're looking at like a 25% sample size of everything good he's ever done. You know, it's like this stretch and this run, and this is what he did here because of this thing happened right. And last year, we got the five games of Dak Prescott. And during that time, Amari Cooper was like in the running to be the wide receiver one overall. You know, he was in that discussion, averaging over 100 receiving yards a game in the games that Dak started last year. Dak seems to be in, you know, in the
back.
Dak is fucking bike right now. So it seems like he's going to be healthy, ready to roll. That offense
week seven.
Very up. I mean, if you remember what he did last year, they were on pace for literally like 6,300 passing yards with Dak. So Mark Cooper, I feel like he's the alpha until we start hearing about like reports of an ankle injury or something that happens in the summer. Then I'll pull back a little bit. But for now, dude, like I don't know, dude. I feel like Amari Cooper, his like one, he might have one breakout year in him, like one real elite breakout year. And I feel like if it's gonna happen, it's gonna be this year. So I like Cooper.
Yeah, 11. Yeah, 11. That's exactly where I had Cooper, and these are the two I was going back and forth on. I just looking at what they did before Dak went down. I forget the team that knocked him out, but either way, what he was doing with Dak and then McCarthy and just airing it out. With the way Dak is looking, and it looks like he's on pace to be 100% for week one, there's what's not to like. That offense is unbelievably explosive, and Cooper isn't getting paid $20 million a year for being dog shit. So
worried about Amari Cooper's ability to not play on the road for some reason?
Well, that kind of got spelled last year in the first few weeks, though.
Talon said it.
I'm glad you brought that up because it's true. Because two years ago, he literally had eight unbelievable games and then eight very subpar games, and those were literally home and away. So yeah, it's not the worst. It's not the worst piece of information.
I also think this defense is really bad too, which just lends itself to having about 1,000 pass attempts for the year as well, you know? So it's just like, I don't know. I see Cooper as a guy who has a really high, he's one of the few guys down here I feel like has a really nice floor, but also has like an elite ceiling, you know? Maybe the chance of him hitting that elite ceiling is not that high, but I still think in the range of outcomes could be, you know, top three fantasy wide.
No. Yeah, I don't hate it. I don't have him in my top 12, though. He's right outside. He's at 14. But
that's surprising because you're usually a big Amari Cooper stan.
You know what? It's just between Gallup and CD Lamb. It's just there's too many mouths to feed for him to be considered top 12 for me, even though he obviously could be. It's just I think other guys can easily steal from him. So that's why I rank him in the top 12.
All right. So who's your 12?
But you know who I do have as my number 12? Mr. Allen Robinson, guy has been slept on basically his whole career. So top 12 wide receiver, it's not even close for me. Justin Fields is going to be there. Should be an upgrade over his quarterback situation for the past couple of years too. He's another guy who has never really had a good quarterback and is still produced at an elite level year in, year out. You know, he did it with Blake Bortles. He did it with friggin' Nick Foles and Trubisky. The guy just does it. So he's just underrated every year.
He really is like criminally underrated. I'm not, I have him at 13 and I put Keenan Allen at 12. Just kind of a lot of the things Nick said earlier, I don't have as much confidence in top four, but with that offense, Herbert improved O-line, Keenan Allen healthy. The guy literally just racks up 120 catches a year, 6 million targets. it's kind of hard to leave him out of the top 12. So Keenan Allen rounds out my 12. And Animal, I agree with everything you said about Allen Robinson. I love him.
Allen Robinson, just
like that's a guy. That's a guy in a super flex draft. You're drafting two running backs and then a quarterback, and you're completely okay fourth, fifth round drafting Allen Robinson as your wide receiver one. You feel amazing in that. Yeah, so yeah. Good for you, Animal.
He's just so fucking boring, though. He just doesn't move the needle.
He really is so boring.
Allen Robinson, the Bears, no good.
It's not like I don't think he's good.
The guy has 13.2 points a game.
Yeah, I guess it's fucking, it's fine, but I don't know. I actually like really got to 12, and I didn't put a concrete player here. It was Terry Allen Robinson, and the more I thought about it, the more I wanted to put Julio there, which I know is a really bad take, but I want to do it just because I really have this idea that it's going to be a 53% target share between those two. I still think Julio's fine. I still think Julio's got it. It's going to be weird transitioning into that offense, and he'll be probably the secondary piece there, but like, I don't know. I feel like Julio's going to get too slept on. However, if I'm sitting there and I'm like, I need to take one at the number 12, it's going to be Terry. It's going to be scary, Terry. He just did too good for me last year.
I actually have one thing for that Julio take for you that I do like about it. With the Jonnu Smith departure, there's a lot of red zone targets from the 1 yard line that hope for a big guy. And Julio Jones is the big wide receiver there. So there's a possibility we see Julio Jones actually score touchdowns this year, but they're going to be like 2 yarders. But who cares, because they're touchdowns.
Well, how come you say like Julio's the big wide receiver there now? And is AJ Brown? Do I have the wrong size measurements for AJ Brown?
Well, you know what I'm saying is the fact that AJ Brown was there last year and Jonnu Smith was still catching 2 yard touchdowns on the goal line. So now if they just, you know, throw those to Julio now, could open up a whole new part of his game in the red zone where he's never really had gotten to take advantage of it.
That's fair. That was my thinking for Keenan Allen as well. Wow, Deshaun Watson just went off the board at the 3-2. God damn it. I was kind of looking
great pick.
Yeah, I was hoping he fell to my next pick in like the fourth round. Most of the startups that I've been in, or that I've seen through the Big Dogs leagues, he's been falling to like midway through the fourth round. I think that was a fantastic fucking pick. I was hoping I can get him. That's neither here nor here.
He's gonna be a Bronco for the next 5 years. It's gonna be sick.
Him and Aaron Rodgers.
Him in jail.
They're gonna be competing for the quarterback.
We're getting them both, baby.
Oh my God.
And we're bringing Sean Payton in to coach.
What a team. What a guy. What a city. I think, yeah, Scary Terry, did we wrap up? Everybody got their 12 in?
Yeah, everybody's got their 12, which I think we all have the same 12. Guys in there. You have Allen Robinson and you don't have Keenan Allen, correct? Bobby Trees.
I don't think Keenan Allen's not in your top 12.
He's like 14. I have like
that's out of control.
Oh, no, Amari's 14. I have him at he's like 13, 14, 15. He's one of those.
You were about to say 15.
I'll put him at 15 right now. I don't give a shit. I'll put him at 17.
We are.
You want to test me?
Animal. We're 27 picks into this dynasty league. We're at the 3-4. Guess how this is half PPR for running backs, full PPR for wide receivers, 1.5 for tight ends. Guess how many wide receivers have been picked so far?
We're at the 3-4.
Zero. Wow. Zero. All running backs.
That's an electric draft.
It's crazy.
It's such a crowded. There's like you said, like we could probably go through this 5 different times now before the season starts, and these guys will probably change because there's so many.
There's like 6 receivers that we could probably make an argument that should be in this top 12 list, which it's such a crap.
T. Higgins could be a top 10 wide receiver, but I'm never going to put him there. But he could finish as a top 10 wide receiver easily. Like there's a lot of guys like that that you're not going to put at your top 12 wide receiver rankings, but they could easily get there. Like Adam Thielen, why not?
So T. Higgins could easily get there.
I think T can go 1110.
Yeah,
I was gonna come with a Jamar Chase take, and maybe he can sneak into the top 12 just based on what Justin Jefferson did last year, and Cincinnati being so god fucking off throw the ball. But I don't have the balls to do it, Aaron so Rodgers I leave the big balls takes to Animal.
Jerry Jeudy could end up being a top 10, top 12 guy. So there's a lot of possibilities. Yeah, that's why this is fun though, because. The wide receivers are interesting this year because there's a lot of them. Running backs are going to be the very popular pick. But after that, if you know what you're doing in the wide receiver position, man, You have a good year, Robert Woods.
We need to do another debate show. We need to do a we need to do the running backs debate, but in person.
I would love to.
Yeah, by
that.
The way, we
the running backs are hot.
Honestly, if we have to go live on Friday, I say fuck it. Do something different. I don't care. Anything. Like this week was on me. Yes, I understand. I had a big work commitment, a big long day Tuesday, but I would rather go to Animal's house and just film him doing nothing, breathing heavy. All he does, he could stand up and he breathes heavy, and then put that out as an episode. No more Zooms or whatever this is called. Live shows only. Well, I said my piece, Chrissy.
You mean in-person shows only? This is technically a live show.
In-person shows only. Okay. I said my piece, Chrissy.
All right.
You get it, Animal. Gotcha. You get it.
Okay.
I did.
You get it? Just logging off.
Wait. Real quick. Hold on. Yeah. Real quick, Nick.
Yes.
Since you're a basketball guy now, who we got winning the NBA title?
Can you remind me?
Who do you think's gonna win? Who are you rooting for?
Can you
the Nets and the Nets?
Yes. I mean, the Nets are gonna easily win. It's if they don't win, embarrassing.
And I think they're gonna
season
win
all of sports.
What's up with James Harden? They are gonna win.
It doesn't matter.
No, he's hurt.
He'll be fine. He'll be fine. He's hurt, but he'll be back.
They can
the
win
next
without him.
Where they
honestly
beat Philly.
They can't win.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
They can win without him.
I've said this to you, Animal, before, and on Animal's house. I've always been infatuated with the Utah Jazz. So,
they're so good.
I have them going to the finals. I have a parlay with the Jazz winning the West and the Nets winning the East.
That's gonna hit. Sharp. I think that's gonna.
So no Suns. No Suns here. No Suns love.
Listen,
not yet.
The Suns. Every time I think the Suns are like, but Chris Paul, it's like almost like, is this finally the year?
That's
like
what I mean.
Gets
like,
there,
you know. I saw the Suns were good, and then I was like, oh, I didn't even realize they fucking added Chris Paul this year. And now
I think
I'm watching
the Suns
team,
are
like
a lesser version of the Jazz this year. That's like they're the same teams basically. They both have their star shooters, and they got a good big man and stuff. But like the Jazz have the edge.
It's
coaching
the Jazz. The Jazz have the best defensive player in basketball, and they have shooting everywhere. And in this league, shooting wins. Yeah. So,
like Jordan Clarkson's a sixth man, but he should be a starter, like in most teams. So, like
I'm saying Clippers. Like that. Clippers take it home. Clippers versus Knicks.
Love that.
That's not a good idea.
Love that.
I wouldn't say that. All right.
And then Kawhi comes home to New York. See you, boys.
Kawhi, Mitchell, LeBron, they're all here. Goodbye.
I don't want LeBron. No, I wouldn't be a Knicks fan.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.